You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Kingdom Ministries International with Pastors Freeman and Twana Williams, where we love families, change neighborhoods, and impact communities with the gospel of the kingdom. We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ. Out of Egypt. I'm going to start in Exodus 13, please. I'm reading out the New King James Version. Out of Egypt. Exodus 13. I'm reading out the New King James Version. Exodus 13, verse 17. Exodus 13, 17. The title of today's message is Out of Egypt. Out of Egypt. We're going to go back and look at some things with our forefathers, and you're going to understand exactly some things that are going on with you today. And it's going to help with the frustration of you always asking God, talking to the Father, what's taking you so long? Why is it taking so long? You're going to see why. And you're going to understand there's a process of development, but there's also a process of assurity, but there's also a process of you not understanding what's going on and what you get angry. And when you get angry, you almost want to, I'm not reading, I'm not praying, like you're hurting God. No, that's not the way you're supposed to do it. Sometimes to understand what the Father is saying, the writer said that these things were written that we may know or we may learn. Sometimes you have to go back and learn things that happened prior so you can understand what's going on today. Got it?
Yes.
You all right?
Yes.
All right. You can talk to me. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start at Exodus 13, verse 17. It says, then it came to pass. This is all after all the 10 plagues in Egypt. This is when the children of Israel are coming out of bondage. And they were in Egypt. Got it? Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines. Although that was near, for God said, who said this?
God said.
God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. You see that? So God led the people around the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. So he wanted to take them through a land that was occupied by the Philistines. And the reason he said, I'm not going to take them there, is because they're just coming out of bondage for over 400 years. And if I take them there, he said, there's a good chance that when they have to fight, or when they have to stand up for themselves, they're going to want to go back to Egypt. Mm-hmm. So it's apparent to me that we need to understand not only what the Father has said, why he said it, but how it affects us today. Yes. Because some of us, when we talk about being born again, we have to understand that being born again is literally our Egypt when we come out of that. So in other words, our former life of being in sin, fornication, adultery, whatever we was, a sinner incorporates everything. The word sin means missed the mark. So if you were trying to find Christ and you did not accept him in your life, you've missed the mark in every area of your life. Mm-hmm. That's what the word sinner means, to miss the mark. So he's saying you're doing everything in life, but you're missing it. So we need to go back and understand what happened so that we can be free of what's trying to happen to us. Mm-hmm. Got it? Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay. So let's write one definition down so we can get started. The word Egypt in the Hebrew. The word Egypt in the Hebrew, it is the word Mizraim. Mizraim. It is spelled M-I-Z-R-A-I-M. M-I-Z-R-A-I-M. It is pronounced Mizraim. And it simply means, are you ready?
Yes.
To set limits. To set limits. So this place that our forefathers were in, they were slaves. And they were slaves because they became so numerous that the Egyptians became afraid of them because they said the Israelites are becoming so numerous that if they join our enemies that they're going to defeat us. Mm-hmm. So they set limits on them. Mm-hmm. Being in captivity is setting limits not only on your purpose but on every area of your life.
Yes.
Got it? So now here the Father is sending Moses as a representative of the kingdom. And he said, I want you to set them free. He did the 10 plagues and everything, and they broke all of Pharaoh and everything. And now they're coming out. But I want you to understand how and what God is doing, because unless you understand that, it'll frustrate you in your own walk. The first thing is, he said, is Pharaoh, let him go. So you have to understand something. Satan no longer has any authority over you. Not in any area of your life. And there are three things that you must write down. Please write these down. These will help you as you move forward. Number one, you must be spiritually and mentally prepared for freedom. You must be spiritually and mentally prepared for freedom. Why is that important? Because the Father showed wonders to the children of Israel. He showed them who he was. He was preparing them to understand that no matter what, that no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. Number two, Egypt must no longer be an option for you, no matter what. Egypt must no longer be an option for you, no matter what. In life, with the challenges that come up, your mind can never go back to Mizraim, to setting limits on you in every area of your life.
Amen.
The limits were taken off of you, and you were put back or set back at one again in your original state. The Father never wanted you to have limits in the beginning. That's why he gave you assignment to bring heaven's government to the earth. Mm-hmm. He gave you a limitless assignment that would allow you to become who you're supposed to be. And number three, don't devalue the time of preparation for the promised land. Don't devalue the time of preparation for the promised land. In other words, when you know and when you believe that there are things that are supposed to be better in your life, a lot of times it seems like it's taken a long time, but the fact that you're in the preparation mode is proof you're right at your promised land. Come on, you got to understand this. There's preparation for your promised land. Because remember, they just came out of Egypt. In Egypt, they worshiped false gods. Are you understanding? They had all kind of perversion going on. They had all kind of illicit things happening consistently. They were led by the flesh. They were led by fear. They were used to being oppressed. They were living hand to mouth. They were used to Pharaoh giving them stuff. They had to go beg. They had to go pray to different gods. Osiris, Ra, and all these different gods they prayed to. And when they would be given a harvest, they would say things like, you know, thanks be to whatever the God is that we have a harvest. All these things are in them. All this thing is generational. All these things. And they're being told what they're not for a long time, for over 400 years. And now they're coming out. And the Father is saying, you're free. I want to take you through this land with the Philistines, but I can't do it because I know for a fact when you get there, you're going to run back to Egypt, because in your mind, Egypt is your protector.
That's right.
Egypt is your provider. So the limits that have been set upon you are now governing you instead of the liberty that I've given you. See, what we don't have a full understanding of things yet, and we're going to talk about this word freedom so you can get some revelation of it. But the Father never wanted to take them around by the Red Sea. But he took them by the Red Sea, he said, because he knew that they would quit on him. Sometimes, and this is not easy to say, because some of you that don't understand this, don't have revelation, it's going to be a little challenge. It's going to be a big challenge for religious people. The moment you receive Christ, you are in your season. The moment you accept him, you are in your season. Your vision dictates everything for your life. That's your purpose. Got it?
Yes.
Sometimes you ask, why is it taking so long? Because the preparation that you need before you get in the promised land, you haven't fulfilled. And as you fulfill the preparation, when you get there and you see the Philistines, you won't fit in. Because as long as you go into this land and there are Philistines and they start showing you things, you may think that your strength or your limits are not enough for them. Just like their ancestors did when they came out and they showed them with Joshua and Caleb. It says that they bought fruit and grapefruits from the land and showed them how plentiful it was. But they themselves said, we are like grasshoppers in their eyes and our eyes. Very important that you understand. The system that you're unfortunately operating in, we live in the kingdom, but we have to have influence in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yes.
The world sets limits on you by the same system Egypt did to our ancestors.
Amen.
They set limits on you mentally, emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
They They do it every day. They try to do it. And what we're doing is we're running back to Egypt. We're going back to things that we know work for us that set limits. When they tell you there's a new position available, you should go for it. I don't have the education. Education has nothing to do with the position.
Come on.
Has to do with who your father is.
Amen.
Has to do with the problem-solving ability that he's going to give you through wisdom.
Amen.
Joseph did not reign in Egypt because he was educated in Egypt. Joseph was not educated in Egypt.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, if you read the manual, it'll tell you that even when he went to dinner, the Egyptians did not eat with him.
Amen.
Didn't bother Joseph 1 minute. But if he said, give me a spoon, I bet you they got him, a spoon.
Yes, they did.
Because Pharaoh told the entire Egypt, outside of anything with this man, he said, no one will even bend a knee unless you say so. So he's eating dinner with all Israel, all of his family. And all the people that serve him stand by and wait for him to finish and go in another room and eat. And if he decide after dinner he want a cup of water, they better come bring it. Okay. You have to understand something and who you are. And that's what we have to talk about today, how to get you out of Egypt. Because you can be born again positionally, but still be in Egypt spiritually and mentally. Are you understanding? So let's go to Exodus 16. I want you to see something here. It's going to help you. Exodus 16, verse 4. Exodus 16, verse 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, who's talking to Moses?
The Lord.
Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Where is this bread coming from?
Heaven.
It is not coming from the grocery store. It's coming from heaven. So God is giving the people the same thing he eat. Come on. He's giving them bread of what? Bread from heaven. And he said, okay. Bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day. That I may what?
Test them.
That I may what?
Test them
or prove them whether they will walk in my law or not. That is the first key of your preparation for your promised land. Are you doing what's written or are you not? Come on, because he's saying right here, he's saying, I'm going to rain manna down. I'm going to rain bread from heaven. And I only want them to gather enough for every day. Every day, every family, just get enough for the day. And he said, after that, leave it alone, except for on Thursday. He said, on Thursday, actually, Friday, he said, you gather the double.
Yes,
he said, because Friday night is the Sabbath.
That's right.
He said, and there's going to be no manna Sunday. I mean, Saturday morning. Saturday morning, there's going to be no dew on the grass. There's going to be no manna. So you gather double. What they were doing is they were gathering more than he told them to. And he said, and if you gather more, he said, by the morning, there'll be maggots in it. And they went and they got maggots and stuff, and they went and got more. And when they woke up the next morning, there were maggots in it. And the writer said, and some of them went out and got more. So he's saying, listen, this is heavy stuff. He's saying, I'm going to rain bread. Now, we know that in this dispensation, it's from the inside rather than the outside. This is heavy, so please listen. Some of us have been given extra provision. Not just in finances, in peace, and clothing, and other things that God has given us or made available. And he's saying, now I want you to do this with it. And we haven't done it yet. He said, I'm just testing you to see, when you get to your wealthy place, will you remember me?
Yes.
Come on, that's what he's saying. He's saying, I want to know when you get to where I'm sending you, the place you see. Because remember, it doesn't matter what it looks like. The promise is going to happen.
Yes, sir.
Because the promise is unto us.
Yes, sir.
Through our ancestors and through Christ. He's saying, you're going to get there no matter what. But the length of time it takes is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your season. Say, I am
in my season.
As long as there is breath
in my
lungs,
it is my season.
As long as you're on the earth, this is your season. The fulfillment of the promise is supposed to be active in your season. The reason you are frustrated is because the small things he told you to do, we haven't done yet. And because we haven't done the small thing, he doesn't trust us with the big things. The Egyptian mindset is to do what you want to do. That's the Egyptian mindset. I'll do it my way. thank you for joining